Okay, today's daf is Chul and daf Mem Vav. As we continue our travels through Eilat Trefis, we are on Mem Hei Amabez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. And as we go through this, keep in mind, those who were able to listen to the shiur about why learn Gemara, that's up on the OU.org website as a shiur bi'iyun. Now, one of the issues that we discussed about why learn Gemara is that Gemara has everything. Gemara doesn't only have halacha. Gemara has hashkafa. Gemara has life advice. Gemara has medical advice. The Gemara has astrological wisdom. And we should see Eilat Trefis as well in that light. Even if we are not shochtim ourselves, but we are, this is part of the worldview of Yahadus, which is described in the Gemara, and that is even Eilat Trefis, even animals, anatomy, not just describing anatomy, but in the context of halacha, that's why it goes into so much detail in this parak. Okay, so Mem Hei Mabez, Ad Heichan Chut HaShidra. So we are up to different parts of the animal. So we spoke about the spine being broken and parts of the spine, the outer layer and the inner layer of the spine having a problem. So where does the spine go to? It goes all the way down the back of the animal, and then it branches off into the legs, into the tail. So where does it go to? At Heichan Chut HaShidra. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ad Bein HaPrashos. Until it branches off, Rashi explains that it branches off into the hind legs and into the tail. So until it branches off, that's called the spine. There are different halachas of trefis for the spine and for the legs. That's why it's important to know exactly when it becomes branches. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak kavikaboy lemeizel bechozoi. Rav Dimi was once leaving to bechozoi. So as lekamid Rav Yehuda. So he went in front of Rav Yehuda. He just wanted to ask him one more shaila before he left. Please show me where the Bein HaPrashos is. Let me know where's the border. Let me know where the border is between the spine and the branches. Okay, bring me a goat. Bring me a goat and I'll show you. I can't describe it. I'd rather not describe it. So bring me a goat. So he brought him a really fat goat. And he's too fat. It's too fat, I can't show you on this animal, right? The fat covers it up, right? Like we think of Ehud, that when the sword was stuck in to Eglon, right? You couldn't see it. It was too fat, you can't see the bones. Isile kachush, so he brought him a smaller, thinner goat. Amrle blitantve, below yadia. That's also, it's too thin. It's too thin, the bones are too pronounced. So again, it wouldn't be, I needed an average goat. So he said, forget it. Let me just explain it to you. I'll give you the Misora that I have. I'd rather have shown it to you, visually, but you can't find me a proper animal. I know you're in a rush. So let me just tell you. Rashi says that there was fourth to last line of Rashi. Right, and he didn't have time to be ma'akev and to open it up and to get rid of the fats. So therefore he just told him. He says, Agmarek Gemara, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ad Achas Trefa. Shmuel answers that there are different parts towards the back of the animal. As the spine goes down, so there are different branches. There's the first branch, there's the second branch, there's the third branch. Different branches going into the back of the animal. So Ad Achas, from the spine all the way down to the first section. So then trefa, if there's any problem in there, that's considered spine, and therefore it's a trefa. Shlishes, but if it's all the way at the bottom, so that's already considered tail or leg, that's not a part of the animal that is vital, and therefore kshera. Shnia in yodeh, I'm not sure about shnia. Not sure about shnia, says Shmuel. And again, remember, like the Ran and the Ramban asked on the first daf in this parak, and that is, why don't you just go and test it? Go see if the animal can live without it. So he said it's not so simple. Trefas aren't just about chaya or ain't a chaya, there's a mesorah to it. So bo Refuner bereid Rav Yoshua. So Refuner bereid Rav Yoshua asked, this was Shmuel, within the first section is trefa, the third section is kshera, and the middle one he doesn't know. So what did he mean by ad achas? Ad va'ad bechlau, odilma ad v'lo ad bechlau. Did he mean to include the first section in the definition of the spine for Hilchos Trefis? Or no, up until the first section, but not including the first section. That was the question of Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. Boy, Rav Papa, and Rav Papa asked another question. Im tim salomar ad velo ad bechlal, if you want to say it's not included, if you want to say the first section is not included, pi pir shemahu, what about the point of the branching off itself? Is that included or not? If you're not going to include the whole section in between the branches, what about the point of juncture? Is that included? And boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, a third question, im tim salomar, ad va'ad bechlal, and if you want to say the other way, if you say it's all included, ad va'ad bechlal, pir sha'atz mamahu, what happens if there's a break in the branch itself? Not where the branch meets the spine, or on the spine itself, what if there's a break in the branch itself? Let's get one more line and then we'll discuss it a little bit. Tashma, ha'parasha tidon kebasar. The Brisa says that the parasha, the branch, should be judged like flesh, meaning my love, meaning flesh and not like spine. So my love parasha rishona vishniya, doesn't that mean the first branches, and that would answer our question, lakula, lo shlishis. No, it could mean just the bottom one, the one furthest away from where the spine started on top, so therefore there is no raya. You know what, let's just try to get up to the two dots and then we'll talk about Tosfos. Biofa, what about by a bird? Where is the edge of the spine by a bird? Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says, Lamata min ha'agafayim, going from the head of the bird, from the top, all the way just beneath the wings. Just beneath the wings. See on the side they added, ad bein ha'agafayim, between the wings. But that's the second shot, that's what we don't have. Reish Lakish Amar, ad bein ha'agafayim, between. Is it just under the wings or, right at the wings. Ben Agafayim. Okay, 2 days. Amra Ula, Havi Keimna Kamei de Ben Pazi. Ula says, I was sitting in front of Ben Pazi. Fa Ayisula Kamei Ofa, and they brought Ben Pazi a bird. Ubadak ad Ben Agafayim. And he checked up until between the wings. Vishalach le de Ben Nasiya. And then he got a message that the house of the Nasi wants to see him. Vakamba Azlan, he left right away. Velo Yadana, and I don't know if he left. Imi Shum de Lotzarch Lamivdech Tvei. Did he leave because he was finished his bedika? Meaning, he held bein ha'agafayim, not tachas, and therefore he was finished. Imushum kavan nesiyah. Or did he leave in a hurry because the nasi called him? Really, he didn't finish, but the nasi called him, so therefore he had to leave. So I'm not sure, says Ula, why he left. Interesting that some of the achronims mention that the Prichadash and Yeridei Simin Samachay mentions that this Gemara might seem to be a riot to the Ran later on. The Ran later on talks about, on Daf Tzadik Dalid, let's say there is a butcher that's doing nikur, right? That's cleaning out from the Gid Hanasha, and then he left in the middle. And we don't know if he finished yet. Could we assume that he left only after finishing the job, or do we have to say, no, maybe he left in the middle, maybe we're choshish, that he had to leave for some good reason, and he's going to come back. So come back afterwards. So the Prichadar says this Gemara seems to be a riot, because what does the Gemara say? That if somebody leaves in the middle, you can't assume that he was finished. You can't assume that he was finished. There's no chazaka, like a chaver, any yotz, motzi davar, she'inu mesuka mitachas yado. It's not like that chazaka, a conscious one. Maybe he had to leave in the middle. So just like the Ran there says, you can't assume that Nika was finished just because you see he was in the middle and he left. That's the raya from Uvda and Ben Pazi, right? That's a raya from the Gemara right here. Period. Okay, Tosfos. Top Tosfos. So the Gemara asked, ad va'ad bechlal, ad va'lo ad bechlal, in terms of the Shiurim. Asked Tosfos from the Gemara, next week's Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Nun Hey says, you can look at the Gemara for a second, Tosfos only quotes half the line. The Gemara says, kol shi'urei chachamim lahachmir. The Gemara says on Daf Nun Hey and Aleph, all Shiurim of the chachamim are lahachmir. You always, if you're not sure what to do, you have to be machmir. What does that mean? Rashi there on Daf Nun Hey and Aleph. Im mitzumtzam chumrahu shiarinu b'mitzumtzam. If you have you can have a small kezias, a tight kezias, and a loose kezias. So if having the tight kezias is a chumrah, then you measure it that way. V'im mitzumtzam kula shiarinu b'sochek. And if having a smaller one is a kula, so measure it with the larger one. Like lamaisa, for example. Let's say you carry something out on Shabbos. So if the smaller shear is the chumrah, because we're talking about carrying something out on Shabbos, right? The grogeris, whatever the small grogeris that you could have. But if we're talking about, let's say, matzah, the larger shear would be lachumrah. So because you have to eat that amount. So kol shiur chachamim lahachmir chutz mikagrishal ksamim lahakel. Except for Hilchas Dinei Ksamim and Hilchas Nida. That is, everything else is l'chumra, except the Grishal Ksamim l'hakel. Why is that l'hakel? So, we'll get to that, in a minute. But, says Tosfos, so what's the Gemara here asking about? Adva advachal, adva lo advachal, go l'chumra. It should be adva advachal, should be considered the spine. This is a shir of the Chachamim. I mean, it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but it's a shir of the Chachamim help explain. So it should be l'chumra. So what's the suffix here? What's the suffix in our Gemara? So Tosfos says, Leka lemifshet midi. Why? Tahani mili b'mishna o b'braisa. Aval hacha meimrahi. Says Tosfos, don't compare mishnas and braises and statements of the Amoraim. That's the chiluk of Tosfos. The Doravi, so the great-great-grandson of the Chassam Sofer and his Sefer on Chulin, says that if you look in Rashi here, or especially Rashi there on Daf Nun Hey, Rashi makes no distinctions. Rashi doesn't bring this up. Mishnas and Braises versus Gemaras, he has a different distinction. Rashi there explains, why is Grishul Ksamim different? That's different because that's Durabanan. We know on a Daraisa level, the woman only becomes a Nida if she has Hargasha. She has Hargasha. We'll talk about more there on Daf Nun Hey, the different types of Hargasha, the three types of Hargasha, the first Pischei Tshuva and Hilchas Nida discuss the three types of Hargasha, and what about Bizman Hazeh, when women don't have Hargashas, can there be Nida Daraisa? It's a Chiddush of Rav Yashiv about that, which we'll talk about B'ez Hashem next week. But the Gemara Rashi there says, Afal Gav Dikagris Shi'ura Be'inon, Shi'uro, Be'inon Kagris Va'od. Even though the Shi'ur is a Gris, we say, oh, you need a little more than a Gris. Size of an American penny, usually. V'tayma mishum diksam atzman derabanan. D'mi daraisa adachazi migufa. K'dechsev dam yezov bivsara. Rashi's distinction is daraisa derabanan. All shiurim daraisa are lachum, except for ksamim, which is derabanan, meaning other shiurim derabanan, we'd also go lakula. Tosfos there does not say a word about daraisa derabanan. So that's why the Doravi assumes this is different. Machalkas, Rashi Tosfos, what is the distinctions between the shiurim? Is an issue of Mishnah and Braisa versus Amora, or like a Memra, or is it the Oraisa versus the Rabbanan? Right, so that is the distinction, the Ha'ara of the Doravi. Just because it came up here, maybe we'll mention 2-3 minutes, we have some time today, related to Tosfos. Why should there be a difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa and the Amoraim? Why should there be the difference? So it's an issue that we've discussed many times in the past, but as we always say, the Galus of Dafyomi is to review and review, so it becomes solidified in our brain. The stage of the stima, the ksivas ha-mishnah, was that a important halachic stage besides being a historical stage, which is obviously history, you know, the ksivas ha-mishnah and the eis la'asos la'shem, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had to record it, but halachically was that an important stage in the Mesorah? So according to the pashtus of the Rambam, and this is the way the pashtus of the kesef mishnah is understood, the answer is no. Why? Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim as follows in Perek Beis Halacha Beis Bezdin Shagazu Gzeira O Hiskinu Takana Vehin Higu Minag. If Bezdin makes a law or even a minag Upashad Hadavar Bechal Yisrael and it spread the Amar Acharem Bezdin Acher and another Bezdin comes along and is greater than them Bechachmo V'minyin, so then they could change the din. Or the first halacha. I didn't read it. Bezdin agalos adarshu b'achaz anamidos k'vi mashiniru b'neim shadin kach v'danu din. If Bezdin in a certain generation uses one of the yud gimel midos and creates a din, a limud, v'amal achareim bezdin acher v'nira lo tam acher lus tor oso adin. And later Bezdin said, no, I think this the gzeirah shavah should be this way, not that way. Hariza so servid don k'vi mashiniru b'einav. That Bezdin could change the din. Shenemar ala shofet asher yeh b'yamim ahem. Ein atah chayav aleches, ela achar Bezdin shebedarecha. Follow the Bezdin in your generation. That's the Rambam. And you look in the Kesef Mishnah right here, well-known Kesef Mishnah. We've tried to make it well-known. V'yim tomar im kain, amaylo pligi amorai atanai. So why does every daf and shah say, aye, how could this amora say this? It's against the Mishnah, it's against the Braisa. Gemara would be much shorter if you didn't have all this discussion. And we leave him with a tiyufta or a kasha. Why wouldn't they? What's the Gemara talking about? The whole assumption of the Gemara seems to be incorrect according to the Rambam. The Efshar Lomar answers the Kesef Mishnah. Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah Kimu V'Kiblu. Shedoros ha'achronim lo yachloku al harishonim. וכן עשו גם בחסימת התלמוד, שמיום שנחתם לא ניתן רשוס לשום אדם לחלוק עליו. The pashas of the Kesef Mishnah, and this is how Reb Chaim understood it, and that is, you're right. In a chinami, they could argue, but they wouldn't. They could, but they wouldn't. So whenever the Gemara says, how could he say this? It says in the Mishnah, he wouldn't say this, because he knows the Mishnah, and he wouldn't argue. But really, Mi'ikra did he can. And says Reb Chaim, that's what the principle of Rav Tanu Palig. He wasn't in that Mesora. But really, he can argue. That's the Kesef Mishnah, and that is the Reb Chaim. But as we have mentioned, most Achronim argue with this. Most Achronim assume that even the Chazon Ish says, even in the Kesef Mishnah, why wouldn't they? Because the Chazon Ish says, because they knew they wouldn't get to the Emes like the Tanaim did. They wouldn't because they knew it, and therefore basically they couldn't. And this is what Rov Achronim say, that the Amoraim would not argue because the Ksivas HaMishnah was an important stage in the Mesorah. And that's what we like to mention, the Marsha, and the Torah Tamima says the same idea, the Marsha in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara is here in Sanhedrin, the Gemara is also in Avodah Zarah and Daf Tes. What the Gemara says in the bottom line, Tzadik Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara quotes Tana Devei Eliyahu, Sheishas Alafim Shana Havi Alma, the world is going to be 6,000 years long, Shnei Alafim Tohu, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim, Yemosa Mashiach. 2,000, Tohu, Torah, and Yemosa Mashiach. Ubavanaseinu, Sharabu, Yotamei Mashiachu. And because of our sins, so Mashiach hasn't come since the year 4,000. But the Gemara says 2,000. So asks Rashi, the end of the year 2,000, that's when Tohu stopped and Torah started. What happened around that year? So we assume maybe it's when Avram Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948 on the Jewish calendar. He was 52 by the year 2000. And therefore, maybe that's what it means Torah started. Avram Avinu started spreading monotheism. What about the year 4000? What happened at the year 4000? So Rashi says Torah did not end at 4000. It's just to be parallel. Because at the year 2000, the Gemara says something finished and something ended, so the Gemara says it here too. But obviously, Yemosa Mashiach is also not exclusive to Torah. Obviously, there is still Torah today. That's Rashi. Says the Marsha right there, I beg to differ. I'm sorry, because says the Marsha, let's find it, Behu Dachuk. Lomar Aidi B'kahai Gavna. Very hard to say what Rashi Pshat is here. V'anir lefarish adram kipashton, ki be'emes, akha shegoli Yisrael, golos gemura, ein bohem Torah. Ki dechsiv malkov v'sareh v'agoyim, ein Torah. Mikol makom, says the Marsha. When B'nai Yisrael went into golos, so then they lost an element of Torah. Right? When the Jews started being dispersed. Mikol makom, kuf ayin be'ishtonim achar b'yisheni, 172 years after Churban Bayis, Mikri adayin miyashnos Torah, ki oso yahador tanoim, vadayin lo nizdaldul ha-yeshivas. Right, even a couple years after the Churban, it was still the door of the Tanoim, and it was still in the age of Torah, ad acher shemeis Rebbe, v'gavar ha-galus, v'rabu ha-tzaras, v'kalu yimei Torah, umisham ba'elach mitoch ha-galus v'tzaras b'chol osan zman, roi lavo Mashiach, v'yimei chevle Mashiach, v'chulu. Says the Marsha, what happened about 150 years after the Churban? That's when Rebbe died. That's when the Mishnah was put together. So this is, and the Torah Tzimimah says the same thing in his commentary on the Torah, and that is the year 200 was when the Mishnah was written down. So Torah, in a certain sense, ended at that stage. The way the Chazon Ish says it, all principles of Torah were already laid out by the time the Mishnah was written, and everything after that is just application. Even the Gemara is just application. So yes, maybe that's behind what Tosfos is saying here, that you can have different rules for Adva Ad Bechlal, Adva Lo Ad Bechlal. There's a difference between Mishnah and Braisa versus Halacha of the Tanaim. Okay, so that is the explanation what's behind Tosfos. There's just one Halacha to mention, and that is, the Achronim point out that no matter what you say in terms of Adva Ad Bechlal, Adva Lo Ad Bechlal, you might have different rules in terms of Lashon B'nei Adam. What people mean. When people say something, you know, that's different than halachic definitions. Somebody says, I'll rent you the house for a year. So does that mean, what if it's an Eber year? Does that mean 12 months? Does that mean 13 months? So a lot of times, Chazal say you go by Lashon B'nei Adam. Just one example of this is in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Gimel, Sif Chav Zayin. Ruvain Sahosi Starchov al Shimon. This Choshe Mishpat. Ruvain Hosi Starchov al Shimon. Shizmano Heben Nisan. Ruvain has a star that Shimon owes him money, and it's due on the 5th of Nisan. Vishimon Hosi Shovar. Shenechla Bechamisha Ben Nisan. Shimon has a receipt from Ruvain that was written on the 5th of Nisan. Kasuv bo Shemachal Ruvain LeShimon. Kol Tvias Shehayu Alav Ad Oso Hayom. And it says on that Ruvain says, I'm mochel to you anything that you owe me until the 5th of Nisan. Ad. So what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ruvain gove shtaro. Ruvain collects. To belashon ha'olam, ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Because when it comes to belashon ha'olam, you go ad v'lo ad b'chlal. And you assume up until means through yesterday. Aval, im ha'yakasav shemachalo kol tviyos sheishto alav ad achshav. It doesn't say the date, but it just says ad achshav havi safek. It's a safek, and therefore hamos vechaver alav araya umisfek alom afkinem amona. And misafek, we're not motzi mamos. That's an interesting case. It says oso yom asmo or not. The sma explains hatam afalgav diamrinon. I'm sorry, that's the previous one. Okay, tivlashon olam ad alav bechlal. He says tzorachi, and he quotes the sma, discusses this, but he says that's the halacha. Okay, so that is related to Ad B'Chal. We continue now. I didn't think we'd get to Mishnayos and Gemaras today with Elul Shreifus, but try to keep it interesting. Okay, says the Gemara Baiter, two dots. Nitzla HaKaved V'chulu. The Mishnah said, if the liver was taken out, so then that is a Treifa. Remember, back on Daf Mem Beis, Nitzla HaKaved, and the Mishnah said, and nothing is left. V'lo Nishtayhem en Uklum. The liver's taken out and nothing is left. So says the Gemara, Harnish Tire, Hemena Klum Kshera. Mashma, that if anything, any part of the liver was left, it would be kosher. Afal gav d'lo kezayis, even though he didn't have a kezayis left. V'hatznan, but the Mishnah later on says, Nitel hakavi, v'nishtari hemena kezayis kshera. As long as it has a kezayis left, it's kosher. Mashma, less than a kezayis would not be kosher. So I'm Rav Yosef, Lo kasha harab shimon bar Rebbe. Machlogas amarayim, whether less than a kezayis of liver is good enough not to be a treifa. Kiha, where do you see that machlokas? To Reb Chiya Zarakla, because whenever Reb Chiya had livers, he always threw them out. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe matvala. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe always dunked them, meaning dipped them, and ate them. So you see that's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? One of them ate them, one of them didn't eat them. So Rashi here has 2 days. On day one, maybe the case we're talking about here is a case where they had a liver, they had an animal where you had less than a kezayis left of the liver. That's the machlokas. So Reb Chiya threw it out because he yelled that was a treifa. Shimon bar Rebbe did not throw it out because he yelled it wasn't a treifa. That's the simple. Similar interpretation would be that he threw it, that's the case we're talking about here. But then Rashi has a second day of which he likes better. Rashi says on the second to last medium line in Rashi, Aval nira be'enai. Rashi says, "De be'isser ve'heter tarif ve'hekshir havishayach lemisni." If the Mishnah was just telling you isser ve'heter, it wouldn't tell you throw it out, not throw it out, right? It would have used the lashon of aser and mutter. V'zarku mat b'lo shayach ve. It wouldn't have used the lashon of throwing it out, not throwing it out. It must be something implicit from the fact that they used to eat it or not. So umistava Rashi says as follows: why did Reb Chiya throw it out? Because Reb Chiya ate meat; he didn't eat liver. Liver is not basar. So he didn't think this was a chashev part of the animal. He didn't think it was a significant part of the animal. And he wouldn't eat it. It wasn't chashev to him. Reb Shimon, though, first wide line, Reb Shimon matzvola, he used to eat it. Why? Even though it wasn't basar, it was an organ that the animal needed to live. And they assumed, in the times of the Gemara, says Rashi, that any organ that is vital to the animal, they assumed was healthy. And therefore, and healthful. And they would eat it, the ksavar neshama tluyabo, as the Gemara Bracha says, kol nefesh meshiv nefesh. They assume that this was, any vital organ was healthy. That's why he used to eat it, even though it wasn't basar. But it's gotta be a significant part of that vital organ. If it's part of the, it's a tiny piece that's not gonna regenerate itself, that it's not gonna be vital, it's not gonna be healthy. So that's the machlokas. According to Reb Shimon, he used to eat it. Why did he used to eat it? Because he assumed this was a vital organ, and therefore he required a kezayis. Because only a kezayis of the liver could regenerate itself, and that's why anything less than a kezayis is not significant. He needs a kezayis. Anything less than a kezayis would be a treifa. Mashenkin, according to Reb Chiya did not think this part of the animal was significant, and therefore he would not eat it, and therefore he would require a He would have Rabchiya lo boy kedil halas aruka elashir perta makam taydemara. Only a little bit would be good enough. As long as you have a little bit left, that would be good enough. Okay. That's the Simanech. The Gemara just says three more words. How do you know? How do you remember which Tana, which Amora ate and which threw it out? Ashirin makamsim. The rich, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was very rich, right? The rich ones are makamates, are very frugal. So the rich one was the one that ate it. So you remember which was which. Okay, you have different organs of the animal. I didn't bring it, but if you remember did I bring it? I brought it for something else. Oh, Siyata Deshmaya. The Mishnah Berurah in his Akdama to Chelek Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos. We know the Mishnah Berurah has Akdama to Chelek Aleph, but at the beginning of his Akdama to Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes there that the importance of Hilchos Shabbos, and if you remember, we mentioned there are two halachas that he quotes that reflect the importance of Hilchos Shabbos. One of them we had back in the first parak, because only a mumar for Avodah Zarah and for Shabbos are mumar l'chol Torah Kula. Mumar for any other Avodah Zarah, mumar l'chol Torah Kula, only for Avodah Zarah and for Shabbos, number one. And number two, he says, the Kabbalistic idea, and that is, every mitzvah is keneged a different part of our body. Every limb. And that's why whenever we do a certain mitzvah, that gives strength, spiritual strength to that limb in our body. And therefore he says, there are certain limbs in our body that, and organs that are required to live and some not. So certain mitzvahs are connected to the pinky because you could live without that mitzvah and you're still considered Jewish. But Shabbos, obviously, he says, is connected one of the limbs that one cannot live without. Probably connected the heart, he says. Ramach mitzvah shabbatar shita l'shem yisbarach al adam l'zach l'shamram hu connected ramach yivarim shabbatam. V'hiyechid be'ivarim nimsa ivarim shonim yesh ein hanashama tuluyah bahem. Kamo hayad vaharegel, the afim yachzer, even if they're missing, even though it's terrible, aval biken nikra rak b'shem balmum. He's not considered mace. The yesh al yidei chesron osav, eino yachol lichyos al panei tevel. Kagon shenitas rosho, o nikra skorlibo. Shesham hu mekor chayim. Remember we discussed the tshuva of the Chacham Svi on the first day, but the chicken born without a heart, right? Or whether that was true or not. Kein hu gam kein bin yoni mitzvahs, so do with mitzvahs, and therefore, he says Shabbos is obviously Keneged, one, it does not just make somebody a balmum, it makes them not even be alive. So that's the continuation of the beautiful idea of the Mishnah Berurah in the Hagdama to Chelek Gimel, talking about vital organs and non-vital organs, like the Rashi here says about Reb Shimon bar Rebbe's belief in terms of eating the vital organs. Vital. There was a certain army that was coming through Pumbedisa. Rashi says, Chel HaShilton. Coming through Pumbedisa, through Bavel. Arku Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi Rav Yosef ran away. They ran away. They jumped around. Pagabu Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir met them on the way. So what would you think Rav Zeir would tell them? Rav Zeir would tell them, how you doing? Are you okay? Why wasn't Rav Zeir running away? So Tosva says, Dear Askel Arukoi, Rav Zeir didn't have to run away because his father was the Gabbai of the Melech. He had a certain powerful position. So Rav Zeir didn't have to run away. So Pagabu Rav Zeir. So Rav Zeir met Rabbi and Rav Yosef who were running away. So Amar Lahu Arukoi. He says, Runners, those are running away. I have a kasha for you. Kizayas Sha'amru. The kizayas that they said has to be left with the liver. B'makom mara. It has to be in the place where the liver, where the mara, where the gallbladder drapes over the liver. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar, or b'makom shehi chaya, or where it is attached, where the gallbladder is attached to the liver. 2 days. What exactly Rav Zeira told them? Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Hilkach bina kezayis b'makom mara ubina kezayis b'makom shehi chaya. Because there are 2 days, so we hold like both of them. We hold like both of them, says Rav Papa. The Maharaz Chayim here points out that this is something that Rav Papa was wont to do. Rav Papa, many times when there are two opinions about something, he'll say, okay, do both. A lot of times, I'll just quote you one example. You're in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. There are different days there, exactly what the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah should be. What the Nusach should be. So Shmuel says, Asher Kadoshan HaMizav Yisvanu L'Asav B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ha Rivna, Hashem Elokeinu V'chulu. Rav Hamnuna says, Asher Bachabani Mikolam Yimnasolonas Tarasam. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Me'ulah Shebebrachas. Hilkach, and some have the girsa here of Rav Papa, Nimrinu L'Kulhu. Nimrinu L'Kulhu, you say all of them. Right, and the Maharaz Chayim quotes other places in Shas where you have Rav Papa always trying to be machmer like all the different opinions. We do the quotes here. Ya darkosh Rav Papa b'chol Shas b'chol makom diish pluksha b'brachas Omer Hilchach Nimrinu L'Shavayu Ubin Yisav Heter Machmer Kedivrei Shneim. See Lekamon Salmachay. We'll get to. I see Lekamon. I involve my base. But there are different places. He always says say both of them. That's what Rav Papa always tried to do. So here too, he tries to get out of the problem of Makam Shehichaya Makam Mara. He tries to do both. Why Dafka did he tell him Dafka they were on the run, Dafka this halacha about where the Mara meets the liver, Dafka where the Mara meets the Kaved, so why exactly Dafka this halacha? So I saw the Sharam Sanab halacha quotes the Placey. I don't have the Placey here, if you're an Ibishitz, he quotes because he's alluding to them that, you know, you think your life, the lifeblood, your vital organs, a lot of times it's going to be bitter. It's going to be connected to the Mara. It's going to be Mar. You're running away. You think you're going to find a place where it's going to be easy and you're not going to have any tzaras. He says, this is Kachi Dakar Shel Torah. It's always connected. It's the vital organ. Right, the makamara. Vamalei Reb Zeira Shein Levraki Kachi Amida Demiyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nigzar Lo Maltar Mitoch Tzar V'Tiruf V'Dochek V'Hevi Lahem Raya Mizeh the Kizayi Shomer B'makamara. Alma dechias hakaved tluya b'makamara. Fascinating ha'ara of the sha'ara mitzyanim b'halacha. One final point, and that is, it's pretty amazing that they were running away from a band of armies, and he goes to them and says, "So let me tell you halacha and hilchos treifas." Right, out of all the halachas, but it shows you that many times in the Gemara you have this, that in the middle of nowhere, like where they shouldn't have a head for it, this is the head that they have. If you look in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna Irkaso Le Ture. Rav Hamnuna lost his oxen. Va'azil Lemitha Pasraya. When he went to look for them, an ox is a big animal, probably expensive. He's going to look for his animals. Pagabe Rava, Rava met him. Ramale Rava Mastizan Adans. Rava asked him a stira. It's Yer Mishnayas. Says the Yad Ramah there in Sanhedrin, Lelamedcha kamahavi zohir b'mitzvus, va'oev es ha-Torah, sha'afilu b'shaya shahaya bahul al mamono, even when he's worried about his money, v'raduf levakish es shorav, amad la'ano says Rava al she'elato. He answers Rava. It's the amazing power of concentration they had. Or, the same idea, there's a Tosfos in Maseches Krisus. The Mishnah in Krisus, and Daf Tezvav. The Mishnah says, that Rabbi Akiva was walking. Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel, that's Rabbi Yoshua. I asked the question, Be'itzlis shal imum, in the marketplace of imum, Sha'alchu likachm behemel mishta benosh Rabbi Gamliel. They went to buy an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel. So the morning of the wedding, they went to buy an animal. So I met them there. So I asked them a kasha, Habol achosov, alachos aviv, alachos imo, ma'ochai. It's a difficult kasha, nilchus trefus. So Tosfos there, right on the bottom says, what do you have to know the details of where they asked them this kasha? He asked him in the marketplace when he went to buy an animal for his son's wedding. Lahodia shivchan sha'af al pisha hayu trudin hayu oskin b'divrei Torah. This toast was a krisis adaf tezvav. So we have this, and it's not only the days of the Tanaim. Tisha B'av afternoon, I was reading the art school put out the new Rav Moshe biography, expanded edition. It's all new. So he quotes there from the Rivos Ephraim. He's quoting there. This is on page 67. If you've seen it from not the Rivos, this is Rav Nata Greenblatt. He quotes from his sefer, Kareach Sada. It's in English here, I have it here. He quotes this about talking about Rav Moshe. Let me find exactly where he says. He said, I recall that during the days of wrath, when the frightened reports regarding the Jews of Europe reached us, and it became virtually humanly impossible to focus one's mind on learning a deep analysis, he, Rav Moshe, continued with his regular shiurim and the writing of his Chidushi Torah, as if what was transpiring was not relevant to him. Chas v'shalom, save for the river of tears that flowed from his eyes during tefillah and the reciting of Tehillim. His chidushim, which encompass most topics on Shas as halachic responses to the countless petitioners who came to bear witness to the strength of his ability to always divorce himself from his surroundings and focus on his entire being and depth of thoughts on words of Torah. Meaning he shared, there was nobody like Ramosha in terms of sharing in Klal Yisrael Saras. But when it was time for learning, it was time for learning, and he closed everything off. And that's what, just like these Gedolim in the days of the Gemara. Okay? We continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Ba'i Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ba'i Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we're still talking about the kizayis that's left over from the liver. Mislakin mahu. What if there's not a kizayis in one spot, but there's different parts of it, and altogether there's a kizayis. Is that good enough? Kiritsua mahu. What if it is in a line? it's not in a circle in one spot, but it's in a thin line. Are they mitztarif? Boy, Ravashi, kizayis merudad mahu. What if it's a flattened kizayis? So is that good enough? Take all these kashas. We'll have to wait till Eliyahu Navi. Boy, minei rebs rika, mei rebi yami, nidal de la kaveit, umeura betar peshe mahu. What if the liver became loosened, but it's still in the diaphragm, in its holder, mahu. So is that good enough? If it got loosened from the part of its body that it's usually connected to, but it's still there, so amalei, dildul ze enio de mahu. I don't know what you're talking about. Who cares if it's loosened? Ilamanda Ramakam Mare Ha'ika. Ilamanda Ramakam Shihaya Ha'ika. If it's still connected to one of the two places that's required, Bamakam Mare or Shihaya, if it's hanging over or if it's connected, so then it's good enough. So therefore, it should be okay. Fine. Hareyash Nikba, moving on to the lungs. Finished with the liver now we're moving on to the lungs. Hareyash Nikba. Rav Shmuel Ravasi, Da'amri, Karma Ila'a, Vyamila karma tata'a. Which layer are we talking about that got punctured? Is it the outer layer of the lungs or the inner layer of the lungs? Some say outer, some say inner. Amar of Yosef, Barmin Yomi, Amar of Nachman, Vesimanech. How do you remember that it should be the second one, the tata'a, the inner layer? Kituna durda de mancha beireya. It's kituna de varda. Varda is a rose, a red rose, that a kituna, a bowl, a basin, that's red, that the lung stays in. So the lung, it hangs inside the outer layer, and that's how you know that's the one that's important. So says the Gemara, Pshita, I inkav ila'a, velo inkav tata'a, tata megin. Fine, if the outer one gets punctured, but the inner one is still not punctured, it's still whole, so the inner one protects the air of the lungs. It allows breathing to occur, and the animal does not lose air. Kidaraba, Kidama Rabba, because Rabba tells us that. Hi Rea de Iglid, if you have a lung that got peeled, Iglid, Kahina Sumka, like a red date, Kshere, it's okay, because at least the inner one is there. Inkiv Tata, Velo Inkiv Ilah, Megan Alo Megan. What about the opposite, though? What if the inner one gets punctured? Is the outer layer good enough to protect? So pligiba ravacha ravina. So that's machlokas. Chanamar lo megan v'chanamar megan. Machlokas ravacha ravina v'hilchosa megan kedir Rav Yosef. And the halacha is megan. Like Rav Yosef says. Damar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to say in a minute, we're going to see what he says. Just Tosfos on top. By the way, the second Tosfos, v'hilchosa megan. Tosfos says, b'chol duchti kaimalan karavina lakula. We always pass on like Ravina. Machlokas is between Ravina and Ravacha, and we always hold the Kula. So here, Tosfos basically says there wasn't really any reason to paskin in the Gemara because we know the rules. We know the rules that we always go Lakula. So here you don't know who said it, but we would assume it is Ravina, and we would assume he would be the one that says Lakula. Okay, anyway, but the halacha is Megin, that it does, an outer one would protect Kidr Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, this is the test that you do. Hi Rea, da Avsha, if you have a lung that you shout to the animal, and then you hear, let's say when you blow into the lung, you hear a hissing sound. Hi Rea, da Avsha, so how do you know if that's a problem and if there's a hole in the lung? So, I adinan hecha Avsha, if you know where the hissing is coming from, mosvinan alei, so put something on it. Gadfa, put a feather on it, oroka, or close it up with a little spit. Ogilor, put some straw on it. Rashi says, kash. Imavatspitsa, and then you blow into it. And if these things, you know, go up and wave trefa, so you know that's a hole. So you know that's a trefa. Ve'ilo, ksheirin, if it doesn't have the hole, if it doesn't, it's not mevatspits, then you know it's kasher. The hissing must be coming from somewhere else. Ve'ilo yadinan hecha avsha. And if you don't know where it's coming from, so mysinon misilch lata demaya, bring a bowl of water, pshurei, lukewarm water, umosvina labagava, and put the lung in it. It's basically when you put something on the, like in the, when you go get a tire. When you have a hole in your tire and they fix the tire, they put it underwater to see if any bubbles are going to come up. You want to see if there's any more holes in there. So, bachamimi lo dekapsi. So, you don't use hot water because that would make it contract, and maybe the hole would be closed up. But kariri lo de matarshi, and you don't use cold water because that would make it too rigid and too stiff, and therefore it would also not be good. Elamosvina vipshure, you just use lukewarm water, venafchinale, and then you blow into it. And this is what happens. This is what Rabbi Yosef says to do. Imavatz bitsa trefa. If you see bubbling up, so trefa, it's a trefa. Vilok sher, and if not, it's a sher. Why? And therefore, where's the hissing coming from? Tata inkiv, ila alo inkiv. It must be only the inner one that was punctured and not the outer one. Vahayda avsha, ziki de bene benehu. And the hissing that you hear must be in between the two layers you see from there. Rav Yosef, that we call lakula in this case, and the outer one is, and the outer one is good enough. Good. Vayter. Ahini sumka de yavish gildi simen. Right, so the next that we say, there's a, have a simen here. Gufa, so this is for the next statements. Now we have all these statements of Rava. Gufa amar Rava. Hireya de iglit ka ahina sumka ksheira. So the first is ready, we had already. Rava says, the lung that gets peeled like a red date, ksheira, it is kasher. So the Achronim say that they're not bothered that the Gemara repeats this, because the Gemara a lot of times repeats Gufa. The problem is that the Rush and the Rif quote this twice. It's Archeon, why they quote it a second time. Okay, next. V'yama Rava, second statement of Rava. Re'a shehedima miksasa ksheira. A lung that gets partially red is kosher. Kula trefa. But if it gets totally red from the blood, that's trefa. Amale Ravina the Rava. Ravina says to Rava, 1 minute. 1 second. Ravina's talking to Rava. Ravina. Ravina is a Talmud of Ravashi. Ravina and Ravashi. Ravashi was born on the day Rava died. So how could Ravina say something to Rava? So if you look on the Daf Mem Ches, in the middle of that big Tosas, Daf Mem Ches Ma'al, Tosas says there were two Ravinas. This is not the famous Ravina that we know, Ravina and Ravashi, the ones that are the Chasimas of Talmud. Tosas says, V'shema Shema, Ein ze Ravina Stama, Shu B'chal HaShas, Shoye Chaveiro Shor Ravashi, Shenolad B'yom Shemes Rava. Right? There are different Ravinas. You have to say that there are different Ravinas, and this is not the Ravina, because Ravina can't be talking to Rava. So, Amalei Ravina LaRava, Miksasa my time. Why do you say that if the lung is a little red, it's not a trefa? Dehadra Bari, because that means it's going to regenerate itself. Kulanami Hadra Bari, so it's going to get healthy again. So even if it's all red, it shouldn't be a problem. Mi Lo Tanya, didn't we learn in a totally different halachic context? In Hilchas Chovel on Shabbos, wounding. Vishar Shkatzim Uramasim. If somebody wounds one of the creepy crawlies on Shabbos, Ache Yetzim Ihem Dam, until Dam comes out of them, one is not Chaya for Chovel. So if one is not Chaya for Chovel, we're comparing that also it shouldn't be called a Trefa unless blood comes out of them. And if even if blood is in them, it should still be Ksheira. V'chitim, and if you want to say, l'shmona shratzim midamin Allah, no, compare it to shmona shratzim, not the other shkatzim and rumasim, but the eight, ditanya, which we learned in the Braisa, nitzor hadam afal bishalo yatza, Rabbi shmona shratzim is even if the blood, it becomes black and blue underneath. When you see the red, so too, that should enough be a trefa, so too here, so yihake, if you look miksas anami. So then you should say the same thing, even miksas, it should be a trefa. So Eloshna, it must be that there's no difference between Ravina argues with Rava, this Ravina, and he says, no, there's no difference between Miksasa and Kula. And therefore what? There's no difference, and therefore what's the halacha? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. There's no difference, and Rashi says, first medium line, they're both kosher. They're both kosher. Tosas says, there's no difference, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, they're both treif. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. See, it's interesting, Tosas quotes a lot of different opinions, a lot of different people. Tosas Ella, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Loshna V'treifa. They're both treif. Skip a two lines. V'chein mashma mitoch hilchas treifas d'Rabbeinu Gershom. U'bal halachas, b'halachas gedolos shor Rabbeinu Tam. U'b'kundra spiris loshna v'ksheira. Kidil kamon. V'chein pazak bahag. V'rav alfis. V'Rabbeinu Yaakov. Barev Yavin ha'ya moda. That he would have been moda. Anyways, that's the, different, opinions that Tosfos quotes. Okay, b'machogos Rashi Tosfos for our purposes, whether loshna means ksheira or treifa. So this Rav Chovel b'Shabbos, again, this has come up various times, I think even in this Masechta earlier. Which Av Malach is Chovel? Which Av Malach is Chovel? It's not one of the 39. Not one of the 39. So if you look in Rashi Masechta Shabbos, on Daf, Kuf Zayin and Aleph, Rashi has two different opinions there. Rashi says, either Shochet, Chovel is a Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga, or it's Soveya. Rashi says, keep coloring the skin. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos has a third opinion. The Rambam says it's the malacha of dush, threshing. The Rambam says, "Hacholei v'sabahema chayim shem mefarik." If somebody milks a cow, it's mefarik, which is a tolda of dush. V'chein achovel b'chay sheyesh lo or chayiv mishum mefarik. Somebody wounds an animal that has skin, It's mafarik. Vihu she yitzarech ledam, she doesn't, as long as you need the blood. If you don't need it, so then it's makalkel. But as long as it's the malacha daraisa. So if you want to look, I didn't mention this the last time, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha summarizes all of these opinions. If you want to look it up, the Mishnah Berurah in Shinta Zayin Sifches, the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, quotes all the different opinions. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, most Rishonim assume, like Rashi, that it is Netilas Neshama, that it's Shochet. For Rav HaPoskim Eskim HaLazet, Dehainu, Rashi, the Rambam, the Rashbav, Rizvo, the Meiri, Vitalis, the Perakshman, and Shratzim. So he says sometimes Chayef Afishim Soveya. That's the Bir Halacha right here, in Shinta Zayin Sifches. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara of Yamar Rava, Reya Sheyavsha Miksasa Trefa. Rava says, if a lung got dried out partially, it's a trefa. Vikama, how dried out? Amar of Papi Mishmei de Rava, Kadesha Tiparech Bitsiporen. So dry, so that if you touch it with your fingernail, it's so brittle that it will crack. Come on, who is this like? Rav Yosi ben Meshulam. This is like the Shidir Rav Yosi ben Meshulam, the Tanya, because the Raisa says, it's fascinating that the Gemara keeps bringing in totally different contexts. We compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Treifas. Now we're comparing Hilchas Bechor. So we know a Bechor, the firstborn of a kosher animal, has Kedusha inherently. There is a mitzvah lahakdisha also, but it has inherent Kedusha. But we know if it gets a mum, this is the only animal that automatically loses Kedusha by getting a mum. By every other carbon, if it gets a mum, you still have to redeem it. And it's still usser in terms of it's limited in what you're allowed to use it for. It's usser begizo biavoda. But by a bachar, gets a mum, boom, it's the monoshal kawin. So the Tanya, ezuhi yevesha, what is considered dried out for the ear of a bachar? Shem tinake veinemosia tipas dam. If you could put a needle through the ear and no blood comes out, that's dried out, that's a mum for a bachar. Rabbi Yosi ben Ma'am Shalom Omer, yevesha kadesh yedinavrechas bitziporin. No, it's even drier. It has to be so dry that it can be broken with a fingernail. So isn't this, so just like the lung, just like over there he says the ear has to be that dry, so too by the lung here. So shouldn't we say that this opinion goes with his opinion? So Gemara said, no, I feel the same Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan over there in Bechor could agree to this one. Why? Gabi ozen de Bechor to kashalet bezika by the ear of a Bechor, which is out in the open. It's out in the open, and it's subject to the elements, lo hajabari. So even if it's less dried out, it's just dried out, that blood wouldn't come through it, come out if you stick a needle in it. So then that's good enough to be considered a mum, because it's not getting better, because it's subject to the elements. Aval reya de lo kashalet be'avira, but a lung which is inside, it's not subject to the elements, so hajabari, if it's only a little dried out, then it might be able to regenerate itself. So it could be that even the Rabbanan would agree by the lung that it has to be totally dried out, that it's brittle, that it would fall apart with a fingernail. If you look in the Ran in Maseches Sukkah, the first Ran on Lulav HaGozel. You can already see where this is going. Right? Lulav HaGozel v'hayavesh pasul. How yavesh does a lulav have to be for it not to be used? In that same Rav Moshe book I just saw in Europe, when he was in Russia, they had the same lulav for 3 years. They couldn't get lulav. The Russians didn't allow them to bring in an esrog. Why? Because they said it was fruit. Fruit were allowed to be imported. And they were able to grow hadassim and aravos where they were, but they couldn't grow lulavim. Couldn't grow lulavim, and they didn't have, so they said it was stayed in hanging in Rav Moshe's apartment, so the kids wouldn't get it. For 3 years they used the same lulav. One lulav in the whole area. So, says the Gemara, but how yavesh, so we never think like, oh, these halachas aren't shy, aren't lamaisa. Oh, yavesh, just buy a new one. We live in that society, Baruch Hashem. But says the Ran, v'leka l'meimar nami d'be'ina shihei nifrach b'tziporen. Don't think that you need the lulav to be so dried out that it would fall apart. Kidda amrinan gabe reya. Right here, chulin memvav. She'ein darko shalulav b'kach. The lulav doesn't get like that. It could be dried out for years and still not reach that level. Wow, a lulav is just like the ear. When it starts turning white because it's so dried out. That's the Ran Mamish quoting our Gemara for Hilchas Lulav, right? And the Rama talks about that in Tafresh Mem Hei, talks about exactly whether this, who we hold like. The Ran talks about, the Rama there talks about, Says the Rama, Tafresh Mem Hehe, V'chein Nogin Memdinas Elu, She'ein Lulavin Mitsuyin, that you're allowed to go till it's so dried out, you're allowed to be Mako. They were looking for coolers here. The Rama says we're Mako. So the Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes Rova Poskim Lo Eskima Lepirizeh. Right? They say maybe the Rama, because they didn't have Lulavin. But otherwise, Ein Lahakal Bazeh. Ein Lahakal Bazeh, when it's even less dried out. One more line. V'yama Rava, Hai Reya Dekaima Gildi, Uchmi. A lung that gets certain black spots on it, chazusa, and it looks black, shira, that is okay. Depending what the color spots are, but if they're black spots, they're kosher. Amra, Meimar, Mishpeh, the Rava, another statement of Rava, Ein Makifin Babue. Bue are blisters on the lungs, and we don't compare one blister to another blister. Every blister has to be analyzed by itself to know exactly whether it's kosher or it's treif. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the Parsha Shir is already up. It's been up since Monday on the OU.org website, and we'll stop and continue.